Hey, this is Ollie. Welcome to The Meta Project. This podcast is being built to intelligently upgrade how you look and feel so your body never holds you back. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs, and frameworks that we've used with hundreds of clients to become industry leaders in mind and body. If you want to transform your body, upgrade your energy, and dive deeper into understanding long-term health and performance, then this podcast is for you. I hope you get a ton of value out of these and subscribe.
To dive on today, to dive into the number one reason that most people fail after 4 weeks in fitness. And this is a really, really big topic. It's something that we observe a ton in the industry. Obviously, we're just coming to the end of January, and unfortunately, most people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions. And ultimately, this intention to want to change is ultimately comes from the wrong spot. Now, the reason they start that change may be required, may not, but it comes from a place of pain. And when there's enough pain to change, we're like, right, that's it, it's going to happen. But that creates the start of change, and that certainly doesn't finish or continue change. You can't keep pain as your motivator long term, and if you do, it absolutely sucks. So taking the time to really build up a new direction and how we move forward with our health has to be a focus and what I really want to dive into with you today, okay? So the big reason or where this comes from is this idea of, I hate feeling fatigued the whole time. I hate feeling like I've got no energy. I hate feeling like I'm 10 kilos overweight and this roll around my middle always rolls over my pants when I sit down, right? Those are those uncomfortable feelings that we put ourselves down about. We feel terrible in our own skin because of these things. And that gives us that, right, let's change it moment. And that is fine. But when we go to make the change, how we approach those first steps, and ultimately how we continue to motivate ourselves at the time, are the key differentiators between how we're going to make this last long term and how we're going to make sure it's just another one of those. And the big change is, are we trying to work towards the old 20 version of me, or am I starting to build the new 50-year-old, 45-year version of us that are, you know, 5 years from now, whatever it might be, all right? And there's a really big distinction between that, because they're getting back to the 20-year-old you is not going to happen, right? Your skin's changed. You probably shrunk by a little bit. Your joints feel different. What you feel good with in regards to overall energy movement is going to be different. And ultimately, even what foods you eat is going to be different, right? So trying to go back to what used to work and I'm going to train and eat how I used to is not going to work anymore, right? We're working with an entirely new biology. But ultimately, if we can start to work towards the new version of us, the 45, the 50-year-old version, the 5 years from now space, we can start to have this conversation around building an awareness of, what does that person look like? What does that person feel like? What does that person act out on a day-to-day basis? And now I can really build out my roadmap of, well, that's what my morning's now going to look like, because that's how that person acts. That's how that person wants to feel. And I start to have this pull, not this push, towards what that goal is, because it becomes an act of self-love, an act of self-respect towards what we want to be, rather than an act of self-hate or just like, I don't want to be this anymore. I don't want this to happen anymore, right? That gets you started, but it certainly doesn't keep you going. And if you can make that distinct shift between where I used to be is, you know, cool, but where I'm going is, I need to now focus on that. I need to worry on where I'm going, because I can't change the past and I certainly can't get back to that old version, but I can go through that process of what that is. Now, that really dives into what type of exercise we're doing, looking at the headspace at which we create exercise. Because if we always require ourselves to be in pain or be pissed off with ourselves to exercise, then we no longer enjoy it and we associate a level of pain or anger or whatever towards exercise. So we have to be in a certain state. And whether it's anger, whether it's some sort of emotion, or whether it's you just having to have a perfect morning in order to get the workout in, it's this reliance on all the ducks to be in a row before we get a workout in, before we can get our health on track, right? And that's what really creates the problem. Is we want to make sure that we want to feel good, regardless of whether the last meal was a cheeseburger or a salad. We want to make sure the next decision we make is bang on track for where we are right now and how it can continue or start feeling good again, right? And the problem comes there is we start to look at the space of, well, because we've had that cheeseburger, we might as well do this as well. We already ruined it. It's not how it works, right? It simply is that a little bit more, is that helping us or is it hurting us? And how can we start to push the vote in our favor? How can we go further down that sliding scale? Because biology is not binary. It's not good or bad. It's how good is it or how bad is it, right? And how can we make a small shift in the right direction? So if that's you right now, if you've felt like things have slipped a little bit, if you're in a space like many of our clients, I seem to attract a lot of people that are all or nothing. If one tire pops, you don't go around and slice the other three. You find a way to repair the tire and get back on the road. And that is exactly where you are right now, if you're in the space where things have slipped a little bit, is how can we get back on the track? What's the one thing, not tomorrow, not Monday, but simply the next meal or before I go to bed that I can do to make myself feel good again? What's something I can do for me? And if you were getting on today's call, that's a process of, I know that you're wanting to do something for you. I know you're wanting to make sure you feel better. You want to feel good in your own skin. So going through that process of breaking it down into a smaller step, okay? It doesn't need to be hiked to the top of the mountaintop. It doesn't have to be getting 7 workouts this week. It just needs to be, well, maybe I'll just drink a bit of water today, right? Or maybe I'll make sure that I turn the screens off 30 minutes early so I can actually wind down in the day. That's the kind of stuff that creates change. That's the kind of stuff that self-care is, getting us into a space of feeling good rather than trying to attack ourselves with more discipline and willpower, right? When you're in that space, you're working with your body, you really start to notice that this is a pursuit of looking after ourselves, not trying to beat ourselves up. And when you're in that space, you start to enjoy it, you start to get into a really nice place, and you start to integrate it into everyday life because you're just doing more of what feels good rather than trying to force yourself to do stuff that sucks, right? You get to choose to change. You don't have to change. When you get that distinction right, when you realize it's all your choice and that it's something that you can make the most of, or you can just choose to suffer, I'd like to choose to enjoy the damn thing. So hope you're having a great week, guys. It's been a huge day here, and really, really great to see our new clients join for January. If you want to join our February intake, please let me know. Just write Feb below and we can have a chat. We don't work with everyone, but we can certainly go through and see if you're a great fit and maybe what those next steps look like. Hopefully today was helpful, guys, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
This episode was brought to you by The Meta Project, an industry leaders in smarter health and performance. Thanks for tuning in. Don't take your attention lightly. If you love this episode, it'd be a massive help if you could just share with one friend who you feel would benefit. If you want to check out more from us, then just search Ollie Wood on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. We'll see you next time. Stay sharp.